Okay, let us begin. So we're going to try now. We're going to try.
Show you what's good and what's bad.
Okay, we're going to try to learn the Mate Ephraim. The Mate Ephraim was written by Ephraim Margolios. It's a very old sefer written, I don't know which no year was written, a few hundred years ago, I think. And it is a classic. The Mate Ephraim is only on the Yomim Noiroyim, and I think part of on Sukkot also, if I'm not mistaken, it's also on Sukkot.
I think so.
And he also has a section on the laws of Kaddish, Yosayim, and Yartzeit, Hakamas Matseva, matters relating to Avelus, not all Avelus, just matters relating to some very basic Yisodis and Avelus. But it has become a, especially with regard to the Yomim Noiroyim, especially Rosh Hashanah, it is a classic. And it's almost impossible to take out a Sefer Halacha on Rosh Hashanah, any Sefer Halacha on Rosh Hashanah, and not instantly to see them quote something from the Mate Ephraim. And the Mate Ephraim has many parts. There's the top portion. The Sefer is written according to the Simonim of Shulchan Aruch. And if you would not know better, you can be fooled to think that what we're reading over here is just the words of the Mechaber. But it's not. He basically follows the same exact Seder of Shulchan Aruch, and he rewrote the Mechaber and the Ramah, and injected other minhagim, chidushim, ideas in his own understanding, and put it together. You know, it's almost like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but it's a lot more elaborate than the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was very mekatzer. This is much. It's much more marich. In addition to what it says on what he wrote actually as the top portion, the Mate Ephraim, there are many more sections. There's something called the Elef Lamate and the Elef Hamogin. The Elef Lamate is like what you would say is the Mishnah Brura, and you would say like the Elef Hamogin is the Be'er Halacha. One is more a supplement to give you more details, and the Elef Hamogin is more of the Lomdis, more Lomdis. So I have here, last year, Oiz V'Hadar publishing house, massive Jewish publishing house. They put out the Masiftas, they put out basically everything you can possibly imagine, whatever you can imagine they've done already. So they put it, looking for new things to do, so they put out on everything. What have they not done? They're just amazing, and they put out a magnificent volume on the Mate Ephraim, like none before. Put out a new volume, so I have it over here. I have over here the new volume. I have it from last year, from the Oiz V'Hadar. And in addition to having the retypeset, of course, the actual Mate Ephraim, the retypeset that what's called the Elef Hamogen and the Elef Lamate, they've also included the Piskei Mishnah Brura, wherever the Mishnah Brura is cholik on the Mate Ephraim, and the Piskei the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Every time you'll find in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you'll find a different opinion, or sometimes even complementing, supplementing what it says the Mate Ephraim they've added to the bottom. Now, I can't go copy the entire Sefer, number one, copyright laws, but that never stopped me. And number two, it's just not practical to go in this short amount of time that we have until Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to have time to go through all the Elef Hamogains and all of the details. So I just decided we'll just try to go through the basics, the Mate Ephraim, or whatever we have time for. And I, the best that I can, will prepare things that are important from the Elef Hamogin and speak them out as we go through the actual text. So that Hagdama, let's begin and see how far we can get, if we can get through these two pages today. So we're going to jump, and we're not starting from the beginning, we're going to start because we're limited in time until Rosh Hashanah. If we have time, we'll come back, we'll see. We're going to start with the laws of Tekiyas Shofar. Okay, so it's Simin Tov Kuf Tzadi, and we begin with the laws of Kama Tekiyos. I'm sorry. Seder Haroi L'Tekiyas Shofar V'Dinei Tekiyos V'Shuah Tekiyah. All the various laws related to Tekiyas Shofar. Here we begin. Kama Tekiyos Chayav Adam L'Shma B'Roshana. How many Tekiyos a person has Seder Roshana Sumiko Din Teisha? The only thing you have to hear in Rosh Hashanah is nine sounds. That's all you have to hear. Behem tekiya, tura tekiya, tekiya, tura tekiya, tekiya, tura tekiya. That's all you have to hear min ha Torah. All the Torah demands from you after everything, after all the dust settles, after you make all of the drashas. Yoim teruah yelochem. And then you'll have a drasha, v'havartem, shofar, There are many drashas that every teruah must be accompanied by a tekiah milafonecha uliacharecha. And the Gemara is a drasha, you have to do this three times. So all you have to do with Minat Torah is to blow tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, and you are done.
Well, the Gemara said that's based on the paragraph that it says.
That's like a drush. Right. So that's all you need in that Torah. Ulefi. Now, here he goes into elaborate. Ulefi, Shatua Ha'imu B'Torah Nistapik Lanu. We have a Sothik. Imhu Inyan Yilala. Is it called a short cry, a short outburst of cries? Shenikrosh Ata Etzlenu Teruah. What we call in our vernacular a Teruah. Ayishahi Ginicha. It's a longer cry. Shanu Karinata Shivarim. Or maybe when the Torah says teruah, it's both of them together. If you ever listen to a baby cry? If you ever listen to a baby cry, the baby first, there's a silence. Right? The baby falls on the ground. And then you see the expression on the face. And you see that, you see you see the cheeks and you see the mouth. And you know it's coming. You know he's gathering his breath. And then you hear this loud cry. And he does that a couple of times. And then, subsequent to that, he breaks out in short bursts. That's the nature of when a child cries. It first comes after the impact, the shock of he's in danger. When an infant finds that he is in danger, something has happened, so the first shock, there's an intake of air, and there are long cries, and then it's followed after he catches his breath and he collects his thoughts, there are short cries. So maybe when the Torah says Yom Teruah, that's exactly what the Torah wants. The Torah wants the combination of a Ginuche Ginuche and Yilala Yilala. Hashem Teruah Shomer Torah Hishneim Yachan Genoyach V'Sefer Miyalo. Now, by the way, you never do a Teruah Shvarim. That's also important to understand that when you blow Shofar, you have a Tekiah Teruah Tekiah Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah Tekiah a Shvarim Teruah Tekiah. But you're never going to have such a thing as a tekiah, teruah shivarim tekiah. Because that's nonsense. That's not natural. There's no such thing when a person cries, he starts it by crying in short sounds and then breaks out into larger sounds. That does not exist. That's not a natural thing. And therefore, that's not part of the Gemara Sufik. Maybe that's what the Torah had in mind. Therefore, maybe when we need to do both of these things together for it to be called a teruah. And because we do not know what we need to do a total of nine. Tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, that's nine. And because we do not know what is a teruah, so basically in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, we have to do a grand total of 30. Why is it called 30? Because when you blow a tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah, that's called four. Tekiah, even though really it's really three. It's tekiah, shvarim, teruah, we call that two. Tekiah, so that's four. So that's four. 3-3. Well, really it's 3-3-3. It's really it's 27 and then I'm getting all confused. I'm sorry, it's 9-9 and then it's 12 and 9-9, right? So therefore 12-9-9, that's really what it is. Because it's, and therefore 12-9-9 equals 30. So min ha-toyer, in order to satisfy the mitzvah deraisa, we blow a total of 30 sounds. And that is why if a person does not go to shul, a person needs someone comes to blow keys for him, so you don't really have to hear more than 30. Now in shul, we end up blowing 100. That's a chumrah, that's a hider. You blow keys to the Yushev, keys to the Umid, we'll discuss all that soon. And we blow a little extra at the end, so it comes out to a grand total of 100. But me'ikar adin, you only have to blow 30 nesachutz over here. Uchad elot says midei kol safik tikkun chacham sheyisku tekiah shvarim teruah. We need to blow a tekiah shvarim. I'm sorry, sheyisku tekiah shvarim teruah tekiah shalosh pamim v'shuv yisku tekiah shvarim tekiah shalosh pamim. V'shuv yisku tekiah teruah tekiah shalosh pam. Okay, so this is the first halacha, the basic yisod is minat Torah. Why on that order? So that's a very good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Why bedafka on that order? Why do you do that order? Okay, one interesting question that he asks over here in the Elef Hamogain. A very interesting question is, why do you have to blow, since it's a Safik, why do you have to blow all of the Tekiyas? In other words, like this. Let me explain. Let's say we're going to blow Tekiya, Shvarim, Tura, Tekiya. Tekiya, Shvarim, Tura, Tekiya. Okay, now for the third one. Tekiya, Shvarim, Tura, Tekiya. Because maybe when the Torah said Yom Teruah Yelochem, the translation of Teruah is a Shvarim Teruah. Now, what's the next step? What's the next set? The next set is Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah. When you go to the next set, you should not need to do the first Tekiyah. You should just start right away with Shvarim Teruah. Why? Because the only reason why you're doing three sets, Shvarim Teruah, Shvarim and Teruah, is because you have a suffix. We don't know what the Torah had in mind. But only one of them is correct. So if the one that's really correct is the Shvarim Teruah, we're done. You can go to sleep. You're done. You're finished. If the one that's really correct is going to be the Tekiyah Teruah Tekiyah, so the first one that you did, The first was not important. But at the very least, we can take the very last tekiyah from the first set of the 12, right? Number 12. And it should be used for the beginning of the tekiyah, shvarim, tekiyah. And likewise, when you get to the end, the last of the nine of tekiyah, shvarim, tekiyah, you should not need to do another tekiyah when you begin the teruah. When you begin the Teruah, because you're only doing the Tekiyah, Teruah, Tekiyah because of a Safik, so you should be able to save yourself two Tekiyahs.
That's if you don't take a stop. You don't make a stop. But usually you make a stop.
So no, you don't. Not when you blow the first 30. When you blow the first 30 before
yeah,
Shmona Esrei. After
every 10, you take a break.
After every
some
10.
Say the Yom HaRas or whatever. You take a break. It's like a,
okay.
It's an absence.
We don't take a break. The first 30. When you blow the first 30, you make a bracha.
Blow the first 10. What do you do after the
10?
Nothing. You don't say anything. You don't do anything. In the sitter,
you don't say anything.
In many shuls, you say nothing. You do the first 30 in one shot.
Well,
many shuls.
For a couple of seconds. Or so.
Not even a couple of seconds. There's no need to wait or delay at all. No delay. The other rabbi, by waiting, there's a hefty between the bracha and the
chef.
What? Chef. We discussed that. What does it mean? What does it mean, chef? But what's the purpose of delaying between just do it in one shot. If you do it in one shot, we can say that the tekiyah of the last tekiyah should be oyle lekan lekan. This is a classic question which he presents over here in the Elef HaMogein. It seems that it's a classic question the way he presents. I never heard this question. Gvaldiga question. And he says, he writes over here in the Elef HaMogein, it's not the place for me to give you an answer over here. So I would imagine the answer borders upon Enoch Hanam. You don't really need to do it, but because you want to give, since it's a Safik, uniform, it's a Safik. Maybe really the Shvarim is really what's the Ikar. So it's you're jibbing. It's not about Kovadik to go and to make shortcuts of a Tekiyah here and save yourself on one Tekiyah. You don't want on Rosh Hashanah Simani Milsa. You don't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to cut corners on your life. You know, you could survive this here with $20,000. So why should I give you $100,000 in Parnassah? You don't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to cut corners. So when you go through the sets, you do it in its entirety. But may Iker Hadin, it's a Gevaldik Kashya. You don't really need to do two of the Tekiyahs because it should be Oy Lekan Lekan after we understand the Yisoid. The Yisoid is, it's only a Safik. We do not know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, a Shvarim or a Teruah, or maybe Shvarim Teruah. So we do all three. We don't do a Teruah Shvarim because that's not natural for a person to cry in such a fashion. We do the Sfeikas. The Sfeikas you can cut corners on two, but we do not do that.
Even with the Makri in the middle.
Even the Makri is going to say Tekiah twice. Ad Kedekach, once you're going to do it, you're going to do it Ad Kedekach, and you're not going to be viewed as a Hefsek. We mamish go all the way, it appears you don't cut corners, I'm assuming is one of the main reasons. Okay, he also points out here in the Ilef HaMogen, there's a Derech HaGadol, he points out, why do we blow Shofar? He says it comes from the crying of Sarah Imenu. When Sarah Imenu heard that Yitzchak was not slaughtered, the Malach came to her and told Sarah that your son Yitzchak was offered as a carbon on the Akedah by Avraham, but he was not slaughtered. So Rashi says, Parcha Nishmasa. Vayu Chayei Sarah, Rashi, beginning of Chayei Sarah, asks, what's the smichus, the juxtaposition of the parish of the Akedah to the death of Sarah? When Sarah heard that Yitzchak was not offered as a carbon, Parcha Nishmasa. When did the Akedah take place? It took place on Rosh Hashanah. That is the tradition. The legacy, the Masorah, is that it took place on Rosh Hashanah. Some say it took place on Yom Kippur, but the more common understanding is it took place on Rosh Hashanah. And Sarah cried, she had tsar, when she heard that the goal was not achieved, and that cry caused her neshama to leave. That cry was considered to be a very holy cry before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many interpretations of what exactly she was crying. What exactly, did she know that Hashem the Malach said not to do it, or did she maybe feel that it was, whatever the situation was. According to the Medrash, that is why we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, to reenact the cry of Sarah Imenu. Not the cry of Aim Sisra. We only learn from Aim Sisra that there were 100 koilos, but we don't imitate the mother of Sisra. Sisra was a Russia. Sisra was a Hitler. He was an evil person. He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael entirely. We don't have rachmanis on his mother that his son did not come back from battle. He was killed in battle. Chas v'shalom, have rachmanis on a woman who produced an evil man. But are we referring to the cry of Sarah Imenu? That is what it says over here in the Elif Hamogi. Let's go to a second halacha. Halacha Beis. Shi'ur atikiyah lamala ein lo shi'ur. There's no shi'ur to how long the tikiyah goes. If you want to blow a tikiyah gedoyla for every single tikiyah, go for it. No one's holding you back. You can blow for every single tikiyah a long, long tikiyah. Now the only danger is kol hamoisef goreya. Because if you go blow a tequila, let's say you can hold your breath, Guinness Book of World Records, for 2 minutes, 120 seconds, going straight, and then you get to the last second and you blow it, the sound goes up or goes down, you've ruined the whole tequila. At the end of the tequila, if you blow it, you ruin the whole tequila. So count your blessings. Cut it short. If you make it past the shiur of what is necessary and it's good, why risk it?
Stop while you're ahead.
Exactly.
So what's the
meaning? That's a very complicated question. And that is the topic, the next number of simonim we're going to discuss. But the first you have to realize is, me'ikar hadin, you're allowed to blow a tekiyah as long as you want. And that's a chidush. He alludes to that in the Elif HaMogen, that why is that not called a hefsek? Once already you've reached the amount of time when it's okay, it's long enough. So by continuing to blow longer, you're being mafsik between what is required and what's not required. Why don't we say it's called a hefsik? So he has an answer. He explains it's a pasik, it's a drasha. It's not called a hefsik. If you so want, you can blow the tekiyah as long as you want. Ein lo shir, ein lo shir. What?
Why do we have this concept of tekiyah gedol at all? Why do we need it?
Okay, you should know, you're right. Some hold that there's no need of having a tekiyah gedol. It's not a... And some say it's just a simon to the people to wake up.
We're finished.
We're done. Kigadoyla. It's just... What?
Addies.
Addies, okay. It's just... It's in a chanami. No, obviously, there's no such thing in halacha and Rosh Hashanah. There is deep meaning, but there's halacha and agada. Halacha and agada. In halacha, Tekiyah Gedoyla is very weak, if anything. It's more of an agada. Tekiyah Gedoyla, whatever it means, whatever, I don't know what it means. I don't remember. I'm sure you can find something what it means, but it's not, halacha does not give very much consideration to a Tekiyah Gedoyla.
This section is over.
It's over, right.
That's all it is.
Okay, let's see.
Can we get to a tequila?
Okay, and that's all. There are many minhagim. Many minhagim. What you do? Let's see halacha base. Let's see shiur. The shiur of the tekiya lamalo ein lo shiur v'yachalim shechat kiya laharich ba. You can be mamshich. You can extend the kiya as long as you want. Kefi ritzoinai bein, and it makes no difference whether you belong a petashrat tekiya shvarim trua tekiya or you betekiya shvarim trua or tekiya trua tekiya. It doesn't make a difference. Aval, but there is a minimum. The shiur tekiya must last for a certain amount of time. Aval shiur tekiya lamata yesh b'chiluk deos. Many opinions. It's an extremely complex matter, and which we're going to discuss immediately. V'yesh linoy kasher yisbo'er, and you should follow the halacha as will be explained immediately, right now. Halacha gimel. Shiur oirech tekiya pshuta. Now, what is the shiur of the length of the tekiya pshuta? Bein lifonecha, bein liacharecha. Yesh la'asoyz l'chatchila b'seder tashrat kishir shmoyna osar koichos kol shuhu. It should be 18 short sounds. Now, I'm not going to go into seconds because I don't know. Everyone has different calculation of seconds. I didn't really prepare that. But let's just focus on the words. What he says, the number 18. It means two. The smallest sound, the smallest amount of sound is called, is what he calls a tarmut. Tarmut means a burst of sound. So basically the yesod is, if you are blowing a tekiya shvarim trua, so the tekiya at the beginning has to equal the same amount of time it takes to blow a shvarim trua. Now how long, that's the $1 million question, how long does it take to blow a shvarim? I'm going to give you some background now, we'll read inside in a moment. How long does it take to blow a shvarim trua? Well, the shvarim is, our custom is three. So it's three short sounds. If no way to go two, 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 so that's what a shvarim is. Two, whatever is equivalent to three short sounds. So what is that? That's nine. Three, three, three. That's what a shvarim is. Two, two, two. Each two is equivalent of three short sounds. That's three, six, nine. And what is a trua? A trua is nine short sounds. So what is 9 plus 9? 18.
So the true in essence has to be equal to the shvarim in terms of total amount, right?
Yes, yes. The shvarim... Right. So now the tekiya, so let's say shvarim true is 18. 18 short sounds.
Right.
3, 3, 3 plus 9. That's 9 plus 9 is 18. So that means the tekiya in the beginning also has to equal 18 short sounds. 18 in the beginning and 18 at the end. Now, what about if you're blowing the tekiya shvarim tekiya? So you're only blowing the middle section, is only going to be 9. 2, 2, 2. So then the tekiyas are shorter. The tekiya that precedes a shvarim and the tekiya that concludes a shvarim is short. And if you understand, thing is for a trua. The trua, you're blowing nine short sounds, so the tekiya that precedes the trua and after is also going to be a shorter tekiya. So if you'll pay attention, when they blow shofar, you will notice that when they're blowing a tekiya shvarim tekiya or a tekiya trua tekiya, the tekiyas are pretty short. And when they're blowing a tekiya shvarim trua tekiya, they're very long. The reason why they're very long is because subconsciously the Baal Tekiya knows he has to blow very long, and he doesn't know how long is long, so he has a tendency, most of a tendency, to blow very long. When you're blowing short, it's easier to keep track of what's called short. You get a feel for it. But when you have to blow long and you're getting tired, the tendency is just to blow very long. So the tekiya... What? So some actually sit with a watch. Some people, you see, they have a stopwatch, can't push the buttons, or a regular watch with seconds, and they're trained how to do this to call it quits. But basically, when they're blowing tekiya, shvarim to a tekiya, you're going to notice they're going to be blowing long tekiyas. And they're blowing tekiya, shvarim to a tekiya, they're going to blow short tekiyas. Now, here is the $1 million question. First of all, whoever said that a shvarim is three, it's not really accurate. A shvarim really is two. A shvarim is machlekes. It's not right. It's machlekes rishonim. Machlekes rishonim. Machlekes is a shvarim. More than a trua. What is a trua? A trua is, everyone agrees, a trua is a one sound. Two, nine short sounds. When you blow a shvarim, So what are you doing? Are you blowing? Is the Shvarim supposed to be equal to the Trua? Or are you blowing sounds, three sounds that are longer? Each sound has to be longer than the shortest sound in a Trua. So that really basically means it's two sounds. What's longer than one sound? Two sounds. So Meikar Hadin, a Shvarim only has to be two sounds. So it's 2, 4, 6. So it's 6 plus 9 for 15. So really, instead of it being 9 and plus 9 is 18, really it only has to be 6. So then the Tkiyah has to only be 15. And Ein Hachinami, if you have a Baal Tokeya, this is a very important halacha, a Baal Tokeya that's having a very hard time getting out a good Tekiya, and he can't krich out a Tekiya, the only krich out a Tekiya that is 15. So, if the day is getting long, and people are getting frustrated, and it's not going, you can be Mekel, even if it's less than 18, 15 will be 15. There is.
If he continues and spoils it by the end.
Certainly, if he spoils it at the end, so then better to keep it short. So there's something called 50. Now, here's the very big problem. The very big issue, and this is the big discussion in the Elef Lamate, this discussion, not only also on the bottom, is what about the empty spaces? 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. It's nine spaces. 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. We blow a Teruah. But in between the 2, 2, 2, there's a moment of
silence.
No, it's like, you know, I'll give you a mashal. When you write a Sefer Torah, and you write an Ois in the Sefer Torah, if the Sefer writes the letter to the very, very edge of the parchment, it's not kosher. If there's no parchment, and he writes the letter, goes all the way to the very bottom edge, there's a concept in halacha called the mukaf gevil. Every letter has to be surrounded on all four sides by empty parchment. If two letters are touching each other, why is it possible? The two letters are clear. You ask a child, they'll tell you this is an aleph, that's a beis. What's the problem? There's a halacha. The two letters have to be surrounded 100% by empty parchment. There's no empty parchment, it's no good. In sound, it's the same concept. In order for it to be a valid sound, too, it has to be an empty sound. It has to be silence before and after. That's also like the mukaf gevil of tekiyah shofar. So what about these empty sounds? So ein achinami, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we say 18, it's not 18. It means 18 and a little bit more. 8 and a little more, because you have to take into account the empty sound that goes in between the shvarim, and that maybe you'll say that from between two sounds, 2, 2, there's almost nothing there. But when you're going to add up 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 nine times. Nine sounds, and then the shvarim, 2, 2, 2, and there's going to be a pause. All of those pauses of silence between the shvarim and between the nine sounds adds up to something significant. You can't say it's not significant. Maybe it's even another sound, so it should only be more like 19. So indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to take that into account, it has to really be 19. Now here is really the big, big issue. The big issue is, and this he's going to discuss in very great detail, hopefully we'll be able to run through it very quickly later on, is when you blow a Shvarim Teruah, is it done b'neshima achas, or is it done b'shtei neshimas? We just mentioned that when a child cries, the nature of crying is, you first cry, ginuche, ginuche, and then yalala, yalala. So that would simply indicate that there's no hefsek. When a child cries, he goes from one into the next very quickly. He first has the long cries, and then he goes into the short cries. There's no hefsek. So that means that when the Baal Tokeya blows, he has to hold his breath. He may not inhale. He may not take a breath between blowing the Shvarim and the Teruah. When the Machri calls out, Shvarim Teruah, so the Baal Tokeya, he takes in a breath, and he blows in one shot a Shvarim and a Teruah when he's not mafsek at all. Other Rishonim strongly disagree. And they hold, no, you have to be mafsik between, you have to take a breath. It's not one shot, it has to be two separate things. It's machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber and the Ramah, how we pass. We pass like the Mechaber. What most shuls do is that when the first set of tekiyas that they do, when they blow before Shemona Esrei, it's done b'neshima achas. And then during Musaf, It's done b'shtei neshimos. Is that how you do it? That's how you do it. And what do you do at the end, the very end, after Musaf? Doesn't make a difference. So what do you prefer to do? Some also have hakpada. You do neshim achas, the very end, you go back to neshim achas. The different in Hagam exactly. Everyone has every Baal Tokeya has their mesorah, their halacha, what they do. Maybe they do different the first day, the second day, exactly. Every people are into this there. Now here's the very big question. This is the million-dollar question. If it has to be done b'shtei neshimos, there must be a hefsek. How long is that hefsek? So you'd be shocked to know that hefsek is equal to six. Is equal to six empty sounds. It's very hard to be so precise. Yeah. A long hefsek. Well, what, is it really a long hefsek? Two. How long does it take this to go two, six times? Two. Doesn't take very long to go two, six times. It's what? Six. That's what it says here. Six. So it turns out that lichatchila, since many places can hold that you have to b'shtei neshimos, ideally it should be 24 plus. When a person is blowing a shvarim teruah, so it starts out as 18. Well, really it starts out as 15. Because what is really a shvar? A shvarim really is six, according to some rishonim. Three times, the number two multiplied by three. It's confusing because number two is also two, right? So it's the number two multiplied by three. A shvarm is two sounds. So that's 6 plus 9, 15. But we don't do that. Our meaning is to blow for the shvarm three. So it's 3 by 3. That's 9 plus a trua is 9. That's 18. So you blow 18. The Mishnah Berurah says, no. You have to take into account the empty spaces of silence in between each small sound. So that's 18 plus, whatever plus means.
Why do some have the to make a shvar?
Okay, that's a mesorah. That's an entirely different topic. How to make the shvarim? Okay, but first for now, let's keep it very. There are three ways to make a shvarim. It's either the ordinary way to, or it's tu, or it's Ut, something like that, right?
Utu or to utu.
So whatever. Maybe there are four ways to do it. I don't know. Okay, there are different ways, different traditions as how to do it. The Taimonim have one way of doing it. Some. Okay, so the question. So therefore, you start at 15, then you go up to 18, then you go 18 plus, and then you can go to 24 and 24 plus. So lichatchila, the ideal tekiya, being that tekiya is not ma'akev, and how long a tekiya can be, can go on for hours. You can torture the seaboard, Rosh Hashanah, and blow extremely long tekiyas, show off your skills of blowing a tekiya. But what? How long you can go?
The best.
Contest? Well, they have a not in Rosh Hashanah, of course. What?
No,
before.
This time of year, they usually have every year. So one guy wins it almost every
year.
What?
Okay, so the bottom line is lechatchila. The ideal thing would be to blow 24 teutos, 9 for the tkia, 9 for the shvarim, 6 for the sound that goes in the space that goes in between. And that lechayra depends on if you're doing b'shtei neshimas. If you're doing even neshima achas, so then you don't need to do more than 18. But if you're doing b'shtei neshimas, then you would need to add another six, plus sound to cover the moments of silence. We will now have a moment of silence. That moment of silence is a short amount of time. It brings us up to pretty much 25, right? 25, 24 plus. This is now here going back to halachah gimel shiur erech atkia pshuta bein lufnei bein lachamecha yeshas lechatchila beseder tashrat kishiur. Again, this is what he says: is lechatchila, because we're going to assume that a shvarim is three, is going to be shemoina asar koychois kol shuhu, 18 sounds. Veheim nikroim bilashon hapaiskim shemoina asar tirumitin, 18 tirumitin. Uvidiavet. If you only blew a tekiya 9, yotza. Why is 9 also good? Because since mikra adin a tekiya at the, we can fall back and hold that a tekiah is just a, either a shvarim or a truah, which is only 9. Yatzah, but pachas mizeh lo yatzah, less than this lo yatzah v'tzach lachsav litkoya, less than this lo yatzah, and you have to go back and do it all over again. Okay, let's go further. Halacha dal, shirat tekiah, we say the tekiah shvarim tekiah. Now what about if you're not blowing the tashrat? You're blowing only a shvarim. You don't need to go and blow long because it only has to correspond to the shvarim, which is 9. That's stuff. As we said before, because b'diavad, a shvarim does not need to be 9. A shvarim can be 6. It can be 2 multiplied. Right. But pachos mizet sarach lachsav l'tkaya. Halacha, hey. Shira tekiya b'seda tekiya teru'a tekiya hu gam ken l'chadchil k'shir tisha k'chais hu v'diyeve dai b'shir shloisha k'chais. Because according to some opinions in the Rishonim, a teru'a are 3 short sounds. Tu, tu, tu. That's it. That's what an entire teru'a is. So therefore, if your tekiya is so short that it's just 2, you're okay. It's an amazing thing. That's a very important thing for the Makri to know, has all these halachas. But if you're dealing with the Baal Tokeya, it's having a bad day. A Baal Tokeya, you know, today you don't hear about this. But my parents used to tell me that years ago, that's the way it was.
Absolutely.
What?
Now you hear it too.
Yeah, it happens today?
Yes.
Today, they can't get through the tzkiyas? My parents used to tell me that in RJJ, they would literally pass around the shofar. No? You were there, you davened in RJJ? It was okay? It was okay? Maybe it was before your time. My mother, in a certain year, my grandfather was the Makri? He davened Musa? Yeah. And before, he was the Makri. And who, my grandfather?
No.
From Goldstein, yeah. And my grandfather listened to him?
What?
My grandfather didn't follow him.
No,
but he was expressing his opinion. Interesting. Wow. I wish I could go back and see what it was like.
Have somebody who could do it well. And that's what happened. When I was a little kid, only I remember a few years, they would, during the, you know, they would be blowing it, it ended up, they would start passing it down, and they ended up giving it to my father like 3 years running. And finally, somebody just yelled
just
out,
like
why didn't they give it them in the
first place. Okay, so this is very important. So it comes out to be something very, very important. You see over here the b'diavet. If a Baal Tokeya is having a hard day, so what's the b'diavet? Well, if he's blowing a tekiah shvarim to a tekiah, you have to have. He says he cannot be make a b'diavet unless you're going to have at least 9. If he's blowing a tekiah teruah tekiah, you have to have at least 6. L'chatchila 9 b'diavet. What? Tekiah shvarim. You have to have at least 6. And if you're blowing a teruah b'diavet, even 3 is good. You have a very teeny little tekiah. The Rav can say, "Let's get out of here already. Let's go to Tashlich." So this is very important. Halach of what are the b'diavets? The kunz is knowing how to be a matir. It's not a kunz to be a machmir. Everyone can be a machmir. Blow it again, blow again, blow again. The kunz is to know when you can be makel, and there are 3 madregois in being makel. Next, halach of shir hashvarim b'seid the tashrat. Now here, what is the shir of the shvarim in tekiyah shvarim to a tekiyah? Yesh mishlom mishlasha shleisha shvarim tzach li zoher la'asos kol shever pachos mishlasha koyches. Now here's the problem. The problem is when you do a shvarim too long, it might turn into a tekiyah. So the question is, what is the bare minimum? So he writes over here, yesh mishlom. Now we don't pass it like this, even though he writes, it should be less than 3. Somewhere between 2 and 3. Now, can you pull that off? Not so easy to pull it off, to be so precise. How do you know when to stop? No one can be so precise. but it should be between two, because if it's going to be exactly three, some are of the opinion that three koilos is what we just learned is a tekiah. If you blow, if by a truah b'diavad, that would be a good tekiah. So if you're going to blow a shvarim, that is the length of three sounds, that might actually be three tekiahs. You were told to blow shvarim, and instead of blowing a shvarim, you blew three tekiahs, because a tekiah b'diavad can be the length of three short sounds. So in order to avoid that problem, you should make your shvarim a drop less than three sounds. Now, can the average person do that? No. And that's why we don't follow this. We hold the halacha that a tekiah is not kosher unless it's nine. So then there's a lot of leeway. As long as your tekiah is not going to be, as long as your shvarim is not going to be nine short sounds, you are okay. Or at least it should not be six. Let's see. Yesh mish oimer shashleisha shvarim sach lizor lasos kol shever pochus mishleisha koichas. She'im yiyeh bashever kishir shleisha koichas yotzim uchlal shever nasa tekiah. The yeshayim, now here's how we paskin, sheshir shloisha shvarim kishir tisha koichas, that the shear of three shvarim is the shear of tisha koichas, upachos mizelo yas, all the way around. That it has to equal exactly nine. It has to be exactly three. It has to be exactly three. V'nir shalachatchila yeshlu noikein, lachatchila you should be three. Kid lasos kashir tisha koichas, v'diyeved yatzim herich b'chol shvarim kashir shisha termutim, b'diyeved, if you marich b'chol shvarim kashir shisha termutim, oikarv lezeh, you also yatzim. Lachatchila should be exactly three. Should be exactly three. We're doing more than three, you're already touching upon the problem of becoming a tekiah. And if you do more than six, you're for sure in that territory. So it should be exactly three or a little bit longer. But if it's more than six, then you're in a lot of trouble. Halacha Zayin. In Herich B'Shever Echad Me'ashleish Shvarim Yosef Mishlosh HaKoichos Ad Shmoyna Asa HaKoichos Yatsa B'Diyavad. Now what happens if a person, he went and he blew one of those more than three until 18? So Yatsa B'Diyavad Kevan She'oimed B'Seder Tekiah Shvarim Tura Tekiah. So here it's always a L'chatilin B'Diyavad. If you're now in the Seder of blowing a tashrat. So we learned before, elichatchila, how long should the tekiah be in a tashrat? 18. So as long as your shever is less than 18, b'diyeved, you can say you did not blow a tekiah, you only blew a shvarim. She'a tekiah shi'ura kishvarim utura, because in this set, when you're blowing a tekiah, shvarim utura tekiah, the tekiah equals the length of a shvarim utura. If the Baal Tekiah really doesn't know what he's doing, and he blew one of the shvarim, 17, so then you can be makel because it's not what is required in this instance. You are going to be yotza b'diavad. Okay, let's zechas. Zeh shakasavnu b'tekiyas miyushuf. Everything that we said over here is only by the tekiyos, b'tekiyos miyushuf. Now, tekiyos miyushuf is a term which means before Shmoyne Esrei. Now, we do not, it is not our custom to sit during tekiyos before Shmoyne Esrei. We stand. However, it appears that in ancient times they sat. They actually did sit. I don't know what changed, but they did sit when they blew the tekiahs before Shmoneh Esrei. That's why they were called tekiahs de miyushuf. We stand now. We understand miyushuf means it's not part of the Amidah. Shmoneh Esrei is called Amidah. The tekiahs you blow during Shmoneh Esrei. Now, Nusach Sfar actually blows tekiahs during Shmoneh Esrei itself, the Sfar of Shmoneh Esrei. But even Ashkenaz, that does not blow during the Sfar of Shmoneh Esrei, we blow during Chazorah Sashatz, which is also called the Amidah. So the tekiyas that we blow before we begin Shmoneh Esrei is called in Chazal the tekiyas de miyushuf. Al, but tekiyas de miumud, shebeseder atfila lefi minigrev ha-mokoymos letkoy tashrat levad למלכיוס וכן לזכרונס וכן לשויפוס כאשר יספור בסימן סטוף תקוף צדידלית עוז עם הרך בשבר אחד כשיר תשע כויכוס צורך לחזור ולתקוי בכל עניין there you have to blow again. Now he's explained as follows, and this is not what we do, but he explains that in his minhag was they only blew one set in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The only thing they blew was Tekiah Shvarim Teruah Tekiah. That's it. That's the only thing that they blew three times. For Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shofros, there was no Shvarim and there was no Teruah. So here he writes that in this Tekiah, here if you marich b'shever echad kishir, in one shever kishir tishul koychos, sarich lachzar v'lut koya b'chol inyin. Here it's more machamer. Why is it more machamer here? Because here you don't have anything else to rely upon. In other words, when you do tekiyas in the yushuv, you're going to blow other types of tekiyas. You're going to blow the tekiyas of tekiyas shvarim tura, tekiyah tura, tekiyah. So b'di'evah, you can rely upon those tekiyas to fulfill your obligation. But when your only thing that you're blowing is a tekiyah shvarim tura, tekiyah, you got to get it right. Because you have nothing else to fall back upon. When you're blowing the kiyas to miyosho, you're going to blow 30 koilois. So even if you mess up, one of the koilois, one koil, so you can be semich upon the other set that you're going to do. Anyway, you're going to blow the kiyas from tura, a tekiyah. But when you don't have anything to fall back upon, this is the only thing you're going to blow, then you have to be machmir and you have to go and blow it again. So the near the afshal hoytzach lachzav the koyl avrak to tkiyah shuram tura lo yase kain rak yachzav itkav tkiyah tkav shuram. If you make a mistake, you say, okay, I don't really know what this means. This part, you have to stop blowing the entire thing. I just want to finish up one more halacha because we should be able to finish this page. Halacha tes in b'seder tkiyah shuram tkiyah herich b'shever echad yosef b'shalosh koychos in the tkiyah shvarim tkiyah you are marich in one shever more than three koychos at tisha koychos yosef b'diavad. Again, the shear, the maximum you can blow is up to 9. After 9, if you wanted the shvarim is too long, then it turns into a tekiyah, because the tekiyah shvarim tura, the tekiyah is 9. So if one of the shvarim is 9, that's not a shever, that's a tekiyah, and then you're not going to be yotza afilu bidiyev. All right, we'll finish the page, we'll stop here.